The text of Pianka's speech is chilling. He spoke of a future with a drastically reduced population, noting that after the human population collapses, there's going to be a lot fewer of us. Food's going to be diminished. Population's going to go down, which will be good, Pianka said. He also suggested that the entire population of the Earth be sterilized, and a pandemic virus such as Ebola, capable of wiping out a huge percentage of the human population, is a key element of Pianka's disturbing vision. As if the disease is not deadly enough on its own, the military has also been brought into play in the Ebola epidemic. The Pentagon, in addition to the troops sent to Africa, has deployed biological diagnostic systems to National Guard support teams in all 50 states, in the event of any national emergency event, which could include a pandemic outbreak, even though they claim such an event is improbable. Why, then, are so many troops stationed across the country? Can it be that people who rely solely on Western allopathic medicine will die en masse, victims of a medical system that suppresses medical alternatives offering effective remedies from pandemics? It is quite remarkable that even as Western medical professionals admit to having no guaranteed remedy against a deadly supergerm, they nevertheless dismiss any homeopathic treatment regardless of its efficiency and don't want people to have access to anything else that might work either. They echo corporate pharmaceutical officials who warn that herbal medicine might be dangerous, never mind the deadly supergerm. No one argues that Western medicine should not be used in a pandemic, only that every possibility, including both Western and Eastern medicine, herbal medicine, nutritional therapies, sunlight therapy, should be considered. Only a fool would limit his options to the one single system of medicine that admittedly offers no cure. With no cure-all forthcoming from medical science, it is perhaps time to question the effectiveness and hazards of vaccinations. In many cases, parents have reported abnormal reactions following vaccinations. These included seizures, spiking fevers, diarrhea, lethargy, high-pitched screamings, and other abnormalities. The damage may be coming not from the vaccines themselves, but from added ingredients such as thimerosal, a preservative used by vaccine manufacturers to save money on production and storage. Thimerosal, which contains 49.6% mercury by weight, can metabolize or degrade into ethyl mercury.